Then it came about when Jabin, king of Hazor, heard about it, that he sent word to Jobab, king of Madon, to the king of Shimron, to the king of Akshap, and to the kings who were of the north in the hill country, and in the Arabah south of Chinneroth, and in the lowland, and on the heights of Dor on the west, to the Canaanite on the east and on the west, and the Amorite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, and the Jebusite in the hill country, and the Hivite at the foot of Hermon in the land of Mizpeh. Then they came out, they and all their armies with them, as many people as the sand that is on the seashore, with very many horses and chariots. So all of these kings gathered together, came and encamped together at the waters of Merom, fight against Israel. Yet the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid because of them, for tomorrow at this time I am going to turn all of them over to Israel, as good as dead. You shall hamstring their horses and burn their chariots with fire. So Joshua and all the people of war with him came upon them suddenly at the waters of Merom and attacked them. And the Lord handed them over to Israel so that they defeated them and pursued them as they struck them until no survivor was left to them, and Joshua did to them just as the Lord had told him. He hamstrung their horses and burned their chariots with fire. Then Joshua turned back at that Hazor and struck its king with the sword, for Hazor previously was the head of all these kingdoms. They struck every person who was in it with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them. There was no one left who breathed, and he burned Hazor with fire. Joshua captured all the cities of these kings and all their kings, and he struck them with the edge of the sword and utterly destroyed them, just as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded. Not burn any cities that stood on their mounts, except Hazor alone, which Joshua burned, and all the spoils of these cities, and the cattle the sons of Israel took as their plunder. But they struck no one breathing.
to Joshua, and so Joshua did. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses. So Joshua took all that land, the hill country and all the Negev, all the land of Goshen, the lowland, the Arabah, the hill country of Israel and its lowland. That rises towards Seir, even as far as Baal God in the valley of Lebanon, at the foot of Mount Hermon, and he captured all their kings, and struck them, and put them to death. Joshua waged war a long time with all these kings. There was not a city which made peace with the sons of the Hivites living in Gibeon. They took them all in battle. For it was of the Lord to harden their hearts, to meet Israel in battle, in order that he might utterly destroy them, that they might receive no mercy, but that he might destroy them. From all the hill country up to